Disappointed tonight. Didn't make any plays. Might have made one or two, but not certainly nowhere near enough. You know, we had many opportunities and then didn't come away with anything. I thought we had two interceptions there on two touchdowns of theirs. And we were down in scoring territory a bunch of times and didn't come away with touchdowns. So that continues to be an area of concern for us all. Too many penalties tonight, starting with mine, which was foolish. You know, I'm taking full responsibility for that. I was wrong. The situation that occurred, I was out on the field too many times. They warned me about that. But in that situation, you're told by the officials to go ahead and come down if you need to take a timeout when the clock is running out. But that didn't happen. That's when they threw the flag as far as me leaving the bench area. So I take responsibility for that. I was wrong. Wasn't a very smart move. But the frustration in terms of how we played was there, and I am disappointed in tonight's game. Nothing that anyone's told me other than he jammed his heel and was sore. So that's all I know at this time. I have no more information on that either. I don't know. You know, he runs to make his living, and he's obviously got an issue with a heel. Hopefully it's not going to be a long thing, but I really don't have the information to tell you that there's an exact medical position on that, other than the fact that he does have a sore heel, and they're going to continue to do some tests on it. I don't know. You're asking me stuff I can't tell you.
Coach, what about Justin?
There's another one. I mean, I guess he's had all the tests. All I've heard is that a slight hamstring strain, but I'm sure we'll know more either later tonight or tomorrow morning. Yeah, I mean, I take my hat off to Larry Donnell. He, you know, he hurt himself the other day in practice. I was afraid it was serious. He came back with the ligaments intact, but we thought he would be sore. He vowed that he wanted to play. He had the doctors and the trainers with him on the field this morning, and he ran and went through a series of exercises, and the medical people cleared him to play. So his attitude, really more than anything else, determined that he wanted to play, and he did. I can't not to tell you exactly, other than some opportunities where, you know, one ball wasn't caught. It wasn't a great throw, but it wasn't caught. Another one, we thought we had the tight end a couple of times real early with David Carr. One was sailed over the tight end's head, and the other one we thought he was open again. But didn't get him the ball. So, you know, we took a little bit too much time on that as well. We thought with 9 seconds, if we, you know, quickly caught the ball and threw it, we would have as much as three opportunities there. But didn't work out that way. But I'm sure there was a lack of precision in the execution, and that's what we're going to see. We'll have to look at the tape. No, we wanted to. It's very competitive, so we flipped it around, and you know, just wanted to see him operate with the ones.
How did Justin look before the hamstring injury? That looked like he was in the back field a lot.
Looked fine. Yep, we were in the backfield a lot. We didn't make many plays back there, but we were there. Well, I was glad to see him compete and. Some of those kids on the edge were good rushers, and he did a pretty good job of that. I'll have to look at the tape. I know we got tremendous pressure after he came out of the game, for example, he and a couple of others. So I'll have to look at the tape.
Tom, specifically, you all look like Michael Cox showed some of my glimpses.
He did. He did. He's got a lot of fight. You know, he breaks tackles. He's very persistent in what he does. He had, you know, he does the same thing on special teams. So, yeah, he's making good progress. Well, it's the unfortunate part about it is, you know, these things happen. I mean, David Boss, what are we, two plays into the game? You know, Cruz, I had no idea. I saw when he came off the field, but I didn't really know what it was. He had run by everybody for a touchdown, and we didn't get the ball out to him. And that gave us some excitement for later on, you know, thinking what we had, and then he was out of the game. So the injuries are, you know, they're always frustrating. There isn't any question about that, because what we really need to do now is to come back in with a stop reading the clippings, come on back in here and go to work and get better over the course of the week. And, of course, when guys are hurt, they can't practice. Well, let's go prove who we are and what we have instead of everybody telling us how good we are. Let's go prove something. I think it was. You know, it seemed to be a little bit more in the top end of it, you know, than in the back end of it. And we started out with quite a few yards right away, which was good. That was the goal. I thought it looked better. Yep. I thought it looked better. I don't know what the yardage is going to be, but I thought it looked better.